The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The latest phase in Dublin City's transport plan has come into effect. So up until today, you could drive up Westland Row and turn left onto Pier Street. Now, for people who don't know Dublin, Westland Row, big long road, straight road behind Trinity College. It's where you'll find the entrance to Pier Street Dart Station, for example. So maybe you can picture it. Most of the traffic going up that, north on that, would turn left onto Pier Street, and then it would follow Pier Street around, swing right over the Liffey, and you'd cross the Liffey at Liberty Hall. So I hope I've kind of placed you there. Now, as of today, when you drive up Westland Row, you can only turn left if you are a public transport vehicle, a taxi or a cyclist. Everybody else has to turn right onto what's now a two-way section of Pier Street. So Paul Woodbourne is with me. He's a sales manager at Sweeney and O'Rourke catering showroom located on Pier Street. Paul, the reason this was introduced was to kind of ease the flow of traffic around the city, particularly public transport. What concerns have you about it?
First of all, there was no consultation. We were never consulted as a business. Nobody ever called into us to say to us, this is what's going to happen. And as I said all along, on their original plans, I think that they did do a lot of advertising, leaflets, campaigns, when they were changing the general traffic flow in the city, like the Quays and all the rest of it. And Pier Street, they drew the plans for that. Now, on those plans, they even have the Lewis coming down the street at one side and a cycle lane, I think actually opposite our showrooms, running up the whole length of Pier Street as part of the traffic flow. But that would be my biggest grievance. There was never any consultation. So even when you described it to your listeners there on the radio, you just explained that you can drive down, that you can come down Westland Row, but that you can't take a swing left. That's only for public buses and public transport. So immediately people, they just get into a panic mode. They say, well, how do I get down Pier Street then? You know, they don't think, you know, all right, you can put it on your GPS or whatever, but all it's doing is pushing all the traffic now further up the far end of Pier Street and adjacent streets to that. There's a lot of narrow streets which come on. Sandwich Street is one, and they're going to be coming onto that.
And what if there had been more consultation with yourselves and other businesses? What would you have said about this plan?
But I don't think you can really say anything to Dublin City Council. They're going to push this agenda. When a business is closed, they don't care. It's on their agenda. They're going to push this through no matter what. I hell water. They're going to push it through.
Do you really think Dublin City Council don't care if businesses close in the city?
Well, I don't want to name names, but they actually one of their guys actually laughed when somebody said, "Well, you know, you just have to do without your car." You know, in one conversation on a different radio station, they just didn't care because they have the power to push it through. They don't care.
But they need businesses to be viable. So I mean, you might think this would make businesses unviable, but surely you accept that they want you to survive.
Well, they'll say no because it's not in their agenda for us to survive. You see, they'll say it this way: you can still get to you by car. Yes, is the answer to that. I can't say you can't. But I had a customer in last week, and this was on the cards. It was coming down the tracks. And he said to me, "Oh God," he said, "how am I going to get into you? Like the business that we are, it's not just light, small. So we would have heavy equipment stuff. You can't. You need a car to get into us. And if you're buying bits and pieces." And he kind of said, "Oh, how the hell am I going to get into you?" Now, you know, I said to him, "Well, you still will be able to get into us, but you're not going to come if you're coming, say, from say Merrion Square that direction. You can't now come to us just to get yourself slightly up to come back." You know, it's the same as if you come up the Quays. If you drove up the Quays, you have to go up O'Connell Street. You have to do a whole run up by Parnell Square and a big, massive loop to come back in again to your destination, that side of the city, or to get over to our side of the city. You have to go on this big, massive loop. So in terms of that, I can't see the point that if you say it's burning more fuel, it's using more petrol, whatever, so that's not helping the environment. I mean, there's the similar thing in London. They had to ban heavier goods vehicles and cars over a certain cc because with their traffic ban, they had cars just literally sitting in lines of traffic still trying to get to their destination. So I can't see the logic in it. I know where they're trying to come from. They're trying to push the traffic away from the city centre to make it more friendly for people walking around.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Part of it, though, in fairness. Now, look, I'm not an advocate for this plan, but this is the argument I know they would make, because I've heard them make it. They would say it's to get rid of some of the through traffic, the traffic that's never going to stop at Sweeney and O'Rourke, that it's just kind of traversing through the city centre. And actually by doing that, if you get rid of that traffic, you make it easier for people to get to your business.
Well, I'll tell you another thing that we're going to lose, and I can't say they're going to do it, but I can see it coming as well. Whatever traffic will come still through now to Pear Street from 10 o'clock in the morning through till 12 o'clock, that's it. That's you can actually pull up outside our, it's actually a clear way, but you can actually pull up outside our showrooms and the businesses that are operating. After that, it reverts back to a clear way again till 10 a.m. the following morning. And most people don't know that. They don't advertise it. They have a sign right up in the air, up on a lamppost that nobody can see. We have to tell customers that you can do that. Some people remember it. But with this new traffic system coming in, I'd say that will be another thing that will go. They'll make it that, that it's a clear way that you won't be able to stop either.
So, well, yeah. Listen, thanks a million for joining us and sharing the concerns.
Okay.
You're not the only one. Lots of people texting in. Paul Woodburn is the sales manager at Sweeney and O'Rourke, the catering showroom located on Pear Street. Same story in Dunleary. They don't care about SMEs and people who can't cycle. And somebody else, again, says Dublin City don't care once it's in their agenda. It happens in the suburbs as well, not only in the city. Ah, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I buy that line of thinking. You can argue this is a terrible plan and it won't have the desired effect and it will be detrimental for business. But the idea that Dublin City Council are absolutely agnostic about businesses closing and if the entire city is derelict, they'll be happy if it means buses can drive through it faster. I mean, come on, what planet are we living on?
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.